Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Show here on 90.7 WGXC ACRA. And I've got a special guest here in the studio with me this morning. And so I've got Joanna's here with me too. So hold on. Yeah, Joanna's here with me this morning too. But I've got Erica Russo from the Catskill Community Center, right?
Yes, that is where I am from. Yes.
And you've got some interesting things going on at the community center.
We do. Well, the community center is always kind of trying to be revived. So we've been sort of throwing things around throughout the years. We have a great group of people really trying to get the community center back to where it was many, 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 many years ago. So right now we are in the process of doing our Catskill Farmers Market at the community center. And this is the second year. And this year we have about 12 vendors now, and we're always in the process of getting more. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. And that sounds great. So I've got to be honest, last year I didn't make it to any of the farmers markets because they're on Sunday.
Yes.
So,
and Sundays we discovered are really hard for people. So okay. This year, my other coordinator, farmers market coordinator, Rebecca, she decided Fridays we would give it a try. And,
okay.
So it's kind of like a party on Friday evening.
Oh, like, well, that's who doesn't like a party on Friday
evening?
No,
it's awesome. So it's been doing really well on Fridays. People have been really excited about it. Very positive feedback from the community.
Right.
So from 4 to 7 o'clock, it's sort of like a little party on Main Street in Catskill, which doesn't happen that often. So it's really
and it's
exciting.
Friday.
Yeah. And, you know, we have some breweries and we have cheese and bread and all sorts of stuff. So you can get everything for the weekend. And, you know, if you have guests coming into town.
Okay. So you say there are 12. So
about
roughly
12.
Yeah. And so there are breweries.
We have breweries. We have some cheese. We have some locally made bread. We have four farmers, which is really exciting because last year we only had one. So we've been growing. It's been expanding.
Right.
We had a nursery, which will probably be coming back in the fall.
Okay.
And then we have lots of baked goods because you can never have too many baked goods.
I was going to say, who doesn't like baked goods, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, baked goods.
Yeah, you can never have too many of those.
Music
too,
don't we?
Yes, we do. We have live entertainment, lots of guest performers. So that's super exciting also.
So who are some of the past guest performers?
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of the guest performers that we can look forward to?
Well, it's sort of Carmen Borgia is like our coordinator of music. So he kind of surprises us every week. So I can't really give it away.
We got to show up and be surprised.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to come and find out. But he's awesome on the ukulele. And then we have Allison Davey who sings. She has a beautiful opera voice. So they are constants there. They are always there, but that's sort of the guest performers are like an hour of who will it be sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did all this come about?
Well, it's sort of, we've had a farmer's market in Catskill before, on the street, and you know, at one time it was good, but it was just, there was a lot of confusion with where it was. And then we had it down at Dutchman's Landing at the historic point. And it was great when it was down there, but that venue just didn't work out after a while. So the community center thought, well, let's take it under our wing and try and bring it back. And so our idea was to make it inside and outside. And a lot of it is to really promote the community center because it's a community center. It should be used for that
the community
purpose.
Yeah.
So what better way than food and, you know, lots of
food
people.
Food is always good.
Yeah, food and entertainment. Our director, Beth,
Beth is great.
Beth is amazing.
Yeah.
She's the biggest cheerleader for the community center.
She really is.
She's awesome.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't met Beth, all right, go meet Beth.
Yes.
And be like, hey, I heard about you on the radio
and
decided I should come meet you and see what kind of help you need.
Yeah. We are always looking for help. We are always. So Beth has sort of tagged the line of healthy community, healthy life for the community center. So all of the programming is sort of centered around that theme now. So the farmer's market falls right into that idea of a healthy community, healthy life. Because you can also go and we're trying to target all members of the community. Mm-hmm. So whoever can come, you know, everything is pretty affordable. We also, you can bring like food stamps and you can use those. So there's also, it's really awesome. Cause you know, you have to have a certain amount of farmers to do that. And we reached that goal. So
that's wonderful because I think, because that usually is part of the issue, right?
Yes.
When you look at issues around food justice, the people who have the least amount of resources available to them usually end up with like the worst food, the worst quality food, you know.
So our goal was to try to target that community also of people who really want the fresh food but maybe don't have the resources to get the fresh food, so they can bring their WIC or their food stamps and it is accepted at the market.
So the other question then, because are the prices reasonable? Okay, because sometimes you go to farmer's market and it's like, this is a farmer's market, but
it can get pricey depending on how specialized the product is. So we have some really like specialty products that are a little bit on the higher end, but then, you know, the farmers, it's very reasonable. But it really like just it's the same as going to a grocery store, if not a little less.
I was
going to
say, because usually with farmers markets, the hope is that you cut out some of the middle, like the middleman, so that the farmers actually are getting, you know, like what they're due for their work, because we want them to get paid. We also want people to be able to afford fresh fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
So it's kind of like a lot of times when you look at some of the big chain stores, right, the markup is such that people can't afford it. Or like the farmer has to take less.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
For it to be an affordable product.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we that was one of our goals. And I think we've really hit it this year to try and get out to all members of the community, not just a specific group. You know?
So which farms are they?
We have J&J Farms.
Okay.
They're located in Athens. Mm-hmm. We have Rexcroft Farms and we have Marsh Meadow Farms. Those are our three target, you know, our three main farms throughout the year. And we also might have a few that are coming and going. Our market is unique in the sense that we don't have the exact, we have specific vendors that come every single week and have signed up for the whole season, but also we'll have guest vendors throughout the year. So
do you have the restriction where only like one farmer can sell one particular item?
And then
you don't want them to have competition?
No, we don't have that restriction with the farmers. No, they bring what they have.
Really. Oh, great.
It depends on the time of the year, you know, time of the year and everything. But no, we didn't put that restriction because we wanted them to feel like they could sell.
People to be able
to. And sometimes a little bit of competition never hurt anybody. It brings everybody out. And, the more we have, the better is my opinion. So that was, we try, obviously, with like baked goods and stuff like that. We want to make sure that, you know, there's not too much there. We want the vendors to make money too and feel successful. So,
Because I probably for them, there's nothing worse than like going and setting up and then
sitting all of that.
Absolutely.
Time
So we're really trying to help everybody in it. So,
Well, that's really wonderful. I love a good farmer's market. So I'm excited that this is on Fridays now instead of Sundays.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to, even though I'm only going to be in Catskill for like 2 more weeks.
Yes, I know. And I have talked to many people who are very sad about that, just so you know.
It's one of those things where I'm like, because I feel like I'd finally settled into a rhythm and had gotten to know people and, you know, begun to build community, which it takes a while to build community. But the nice thing is I've got all these really great friends now.
Yeah.
And I'll only be 30 minutes from the city.
Which is awesome.
Right? So if you're ever thinking like, hey, I want to go into the city for the day, but I'm not sure what to do or how to get there, you can call me, right?
We will call Michelle.
Yeah, be like, hey, even if it's
unofficial tour guide.
Yeah, yes. Even if it's like, can we just leave our car parked at your place? So
that's a huge,
which
plus.
Is huge, yeah. Right? Because paying for parking in the city is kind of, it's always like, oh,
yeah,
finding parking in the city.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, do I want to pay for parking or do I want to eat?
Right, you have to make a choice at that point.
Yeah, it's usually not that bad, but no. but paying for parking in the city is
when I lived there, I avoided that as much as possible.
Yeah. Last time I paid for parking in the city, and this is a digression, but I was going to get my visa for my trip to China, and so I'd already like done all the paperwork, and so I literally was going in to pick it up and coming out, and I parked for maybe 15 minutes, and it cost me $30 to park for 15 minutes.
That's
and I was
rough.
Just like,
that's extortion. I'm sorry.
It is. Yeah.
But, crazy. You know, at that point, you're just trying to get in and out. That's the thing is, like, they know that they've got something that you need. And the farmer's market has something that we need.
Yes, it does.
And so I'm really excited by the farmer's market and by all that the community center's doing, because I know that for a while I was talking with Beth about helping out with some youth stuff that they're trying to do. So folks, you really want to get involved with the community center, because the community center, it's for the community.
Yes.
You know, and so often people think, oh, well, that's not my responsibility, or I don't have time, or, you know,
there's
an hour
out there. Has the time.
Even an hour twice a week.
Yes.
You know, can
anything,
make a huge difference.
Anything helps. And really, right now we're in the process. My job is really to do outreach, to do community relations, because I think it was lacking a bit in that area. So we're really trying to go out into the community, find out, what does community center mean to you? Why is it that you don't come to ours? What can we do?
That's a good thing to do, to get into the community, hear from
them. Exactly. Because that's
even
important.
Even an hour once a month, right?
Yeah.
Because there are people who do some very specialized things. Like, aren't there cooking classes at the community center?
Yeah, and Beth is a chef also. So she...
I did not know that.
She owns a business, yes. Okay. She is very into that. We have, like, Qigong. We have Zumba. We have... yoga. We have lots of great kids programming. I think our kids programming is the most important, because it takes the teens, especially, out when they get out of school. Sometimes they're like, where am I going to go? And, you know,
nowhere.
Yeah. And sometimes there's not many options. So the community center has done a great thing by opening up their space to them.
Right.
And it's all supervised, and you know, they have lots of different programs that they do throughout
the
day. Basketball, hockey. It's so fun for them. They have pizza parties, they have ice cream, and Jackie, who's the coordinator of it, is awesome. And
she's really nice.
Yeah, super sweet and really good with the kids and coordinates great things for them. And they really have felt like they've become a part of the community center. So now I think it's at the point where it's like, I own part of it, in a sense.
Right.
I feel an ownership to it.
I think we heard that when it was it Beth that was at Rotary and talking about how important it is to the kids.
Yes.
Another group.
I don't know.
That sounds familiar, because I remember Beth talking about that.
But she does talk about that. She does talk about how important it is to the kids, and I know that she's really got a heart and a passion.
She does,
for making sure that, you know, the kids feel connected and that they have a safe space, not just a space to go to, but a safe space.
A safe space. And you know what? Let's be honest. Teenagers just want to hang out together. They don't care what they're doing. They just want a space to hang out. that's really what it is.
They're like, oh, we can go there.
Rather than hanging out on the sidewalks or on the street, which is what they were having to do before a lot of the times, now they can go into the center and, you know, there's couches. It's kind of like a lounge. It's a fun time for them. So that's it's important. And it really is something that we want to keep alive for them, because it would be a shame to lose it. So we're really... open.
Yeah,
it can keep going.
This program will help encourage people.
We are hoping so. We're hoping that everybody feels some sort of connection to the community center.
Right, and you know, and so for people who are listening to us, thinking, "Well, I don't have children,"
right?
But it's like, you know what, like, the children really are our future.
Yes.
You know, it shouldn't be like, well, they're not my kids.
Well, yeah. They have something to offer them that they're not going to get anywhere else.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. This summer, our goal is to really go out to all different groups, adults, families, you know, seniors, whoever we can find, and find out, like, what what would bring you in. So that's really our goal this summer, is to try to nail that down.
So is that going to be done through like surveys,
focus groups, surveys, questionnaires? We're going to go out to a lot of different organizations in the community, find out, you know, put interviews together, basically, in a sense. Yeah. So yeah, we're in the process of doing that right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So it's just sort of find out. I had heard like dodgeball male and female groups, you know, men and women, adult dodgeball coming back.
Dodgeball is fun.
I don't know.
I've played dodgeball recently.
Yeah. Really? It could be a little scary, but.
Yeah. Well, cool. It's way back.
Yeah. I have played dodgeball twice in the last maybe three or four times because, so I do CrossFit.
Oh, okay.
And every now and then we play dodgeball there.
Yeah.
So with like little foam, there are these like little foam balls.
Yeah.
But I went to a trampoline gym just before I moved here. I drove by it all the time. And I was like, what is that? And I was like, you know, I'm just going to go. And the day I decided to go, the people who were supposed to go with me, everybody kind of like backed out and were like, we're too old for this, Michelle. And I was like, well, I'm going anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So, well, that's.
How are you too old for a trampoline?
I think they just. And then they were like, oh, we really should have gone. And I was like, you know what? I ain't got time for y'all. And so I go to this trampoline gym and I go by myself, right? Which is a little bit awkward. But I do. I go by myself. And so, but they had like pick up dodgeball games. And so where you could just play with whoever showed up.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And so at one point it's like me and this like 10-year-old like battling it out, like trying to like, get each other out on this like trampoline, like dodgeball.
Oh man.
Like
on trampolines.
Yeah.
That's
it was
awesome.
Crazy, but a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm sure that's a little crazy. Well, yeah.
It's a full body workout.
Yeah. Well, we've heard adult dodgeball leagues a possibility for the community because we have a big gym. I mean, it's a fairly good size, so yeah, who knows.
That
you have to stay tuned
awesome.
For that
man, like just when I'm leaving there's adult dodgeball.
Yeah, you'll have to come back for that.
Yeah,
at some point.
I might have to come play dodgeball because it's just
so there's lots of things in the works, lots of things being thrown around. So we're really trying to nail down what does the community want. So, and also the community center does Summer Rec, which has always been a staple in our community for the summer for elementary kids. So
great,
we're still doing that. And Beth redid it this year. And it's awesome because she's bringing the kids to different areas of bird sanctuary, biking, all sorts
wonderful.
Of outdoor things. So I know my son is super excited about it. And I think it's going to be really positive.
So how can people get involved? So people who haven't been involved, how can they get involved to either volunteer or how can they get their kids involved?
Well, you can always call the community center. Somebody's always there to take down information. We can... you can get on our email blast, which is really good because it just kind of goes out to everybody and it's like a constant contact sort of thing and gives lots of information about different programs that are happening. You can also just be contacted about the farmers market if you want. Like, you don't have to, if you don't have children and you're not interested, you can Yeah, and I mean, you can come to the farmers market and we have volunteer sheets and you can talk. A board member is always there, or myself or are the other coordinators. So we can give lots of information to you that way. And really, you can just, if you have like an idea and you're like, I really want to do this, just let us know and we will absolutely.
Okay, so if they're going to call... do you have that number?
I do. Oh. It is 719-8244.
Okay, so y'all, that's 518-719-8244. So give them a call.
And the community center is located at 344 Main Street in Catskill.
All right.
Yeah.
So 344 Main Street in Catskill, or give them a call because you really do want to be involved. You know, don't wait until, you know, summer's over to be like, oh man, I should have done that really great thing.
You can also go to the community center's website, which has all the information. It's just catskillcommunitycenter.org, and it has all of the community center information. We also have a farmers market Facebook page, which you can get to from the website. Right. Or you can just go on Facebook and look for Catskill Farmers Market and it'll pop right up. We also have Instagram, Catskill Farmers Market. So if anybody does Instagram.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's no excuse.
Yeah, there's no excuse. We have so many things happening. So,
Y'all get involved. Yes. And Erica, thank you so much for
being here
in the studio.
It was a lot of fun.
With us this morning. Yeah, this was fun. So thank you.
Yeah.